Contemporary Music Centre podcast series, November 2008. In advance of their Free Stage concert, which takes place on November 27th in O'Reilly Theatre in Dublin, manager of the Crash Ensemble, Francis Mitchell, and composer John Godfrey talk about the upcoming concert, the new premieres to be performed, current trends in new music in Ireland, and more.
Commissions that had already been approved and gone through the Arts Council process. So we had new pieces by John and by Andrew Hamilton, which is coming in, and then we had performed a piece we premiered just in September with John McLaughlin in Lisbon. So we had said a part of the commissioning process for that was that we performed it again in Dublin. So we had these three significant pieces that we were to kind of build the concert around. And to complement those pieces, we did an open call for works. So that was when a few months ago, we sent out a call around the country. So in choosing the pieces that we chose to complement the big commissions, we kind of had to go with a balance in the concert so that it would be ultimately a nice shaped concert, a mixture of kind of calmer pieces, more rhythmic pieces. It's actually turned out to be a really, really great concert. So I'm really actually looking forward to the concert, which is great.
Yeah, it looks like a really varied programme as well. I mean, since solo vocal and class to big ensemble pieces.
It's really, really great. There's the Andrew Hamilton, his full ensemble, and then Natasha Lowen will be singing with that as well. And Natasha will be doing the solo piece by Peter Morin, which is like a spoken piece, and I just think it'll be really, really great. And then the John McLaughlin, his smaller ensemble. It was really, really beautiful. It was such a beautiful piece, and we performed that in Lisbon, it went down really, really well. And then, of course, John's not quite full ensemble, but big enough, and with live electronics as well. And then Jonathan Nagles has live electronics as well. So
a lot of drama as well. I know one thing about Crash is that you always do put on a really full production, you know, lights and full drama wise. So hopefully it'll be.
Yeah, no, it should be good because actually the theatre, we're doing it in O'Reilly Theatre, and they just got in a load of new lights. I know my lighting designer is really excited about coming in and going crazy with light. It should be good. We've got a really great production team behind the concerts, and I think it promises to be a really, really great night.
And this is your third Free Stage, so you're obviously building on something that's just, you know, worked out very well for Crash before. So, and it's a showcase of new Irish music. What led you to decide to do something in this manner, a dedicated concert every year to promote new Irish music?
The first Free State was in 2006, and it was a double concert thing as well, and it was my very first two concerts as manager of the ensemble, so it was a pretty crazy time, but it just came from, I think, us having put a lot of Irish works in a lot of the programmes we were doing. But I think Dunica just felt that there was just so much out there and that it wasn't given enough of a platform or enough of a dedicated focus, that we decided we'd just go for it and programme an awful lot of new Irish works. This programme for this year, I think, is going to be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to it more than I've ever looked forward to a Free State before, because I think the concert itself is quite defined and well balanced. A lot of time previous with Free State, it's kind of like a mixed bag concert. You never know what you're going to get, and you'd be like jumping out of your seat with craziness of one piece, and then you're like chilled out with another. Whereas this concert, we talked to John about it earlier on, it's actually got a beautiful shape to it, and we always like to have a decent kind of coherent shape to concerts that makes sense to the audience, so they can go in and come out and go, wow, that was just a great concert overall, and maybe that piece, this piece I like more, but everything makes sense, and it's a proper concert. So it's just a great opportunity, because though we try to program as much as possible Irish composers into concerts that we do, we have to keep trying to introduce other new composers to the Irish audiences, and so it's just trying to get a balance there between all that's new, not just here but abroad, and still getting the focus to Ireland as well.
So there's nearly a bit of a yin-yang type aspect to it as well, because you have the first day, yeah, the Free State concert, and then the following day you are going to be performing a Worldview concert.
Yeah, that's a kind of a concert series we're starting up this year, which will be like a focus on different nations and their compositional works. Though someone said to me, Free State is just Worldview Ireland, and I'm like, yeah, technically it is, but we like the name, so, you know, it works well. But yeah, this year we're focusing on the UK, and there's actually a premiere in there. Andrew Poppy, a great British composer, is writing us a small concerto for Crash, and Dara Morgan, the violinist. So that's going to be premiered on the Friday night, which promises to be really exciting. And it was kind of, it's just actually a Dara Morgan and Crash ensemble commission, actually. Just we just decided it was too exciting a project not to let go through formal commissioning procedures. So that's going to be really exciting. There's other great, like Gavin Bryars pieces, Tansy Davies, a really exciting young composer from the UK, Joe Quinter. It's just another really, really exciting look at the kind of exciting foreign composers in the UK. We hope to do it, focus on other countries like Poland, hopefully next year, and Iceland, places like that, just to kind of focus on those different countries, just to see what the other countries are doing. But the first one, yeah, it'd be a nice, it's definitely a nice balance between the two, just because we're so close, mm-hmm. to see the similarities and differences between what is new in Irish and what is new in UK, yeah. and experience the both.
Something new for Ireland is John, your piece. This is going to be premiered at the Free State concert. What can you tell me about the piece?
We've been trying for quite some time actually to get funds to commission me to write a piece specifically for the group. So it's very exciting that this has finally happened. The piece itself is in the vein of a lot of music I've been writing recently, which is heavily influenced by post-experimental thinking. Particularly music by Alvin Lucieri, Lamontagne, various people like that. So it's one of these pieces that appears to do nothing, but actually does an awful lot. I'll leave that to your imagination.
And can I ask about the title? Where did you pick that up from?
Oh, a friend of mine sent that to me because he thought it would sound good as a piece title, and it really does. it comes from a creationist rant in... I think it was by Myers in the Daily Mail. Or I'm not too sure the source of it. But he's basically going on about the incredible unlikelihood of life evolving on its own and various things like this, and how could the universe have possibly formed from nothing. And obviously there has to be a guiding hand other than the abstract despotisms of calculus.
Yeah.
So it's a funny title. I like it.
Great. And you've actually been... with the Crash Ensemble as both performer and a composer since its beginning 10 years ago. So how have you seen the group evolve in relation to its involvement with nurturing new Irish music?
Well, I would say to start with that the one of the group's primary enthusiasms and even missions has been the nurturing of Irish music. Obviously, as the group became more successful and there were more outlets for performance, there was more funding for commissions, the group has been able to be more and more proactive. And now, with these wonderful Free State concerts and also premieres of a lot of works by very young composers and various things like that, the effect that the group has had is obviously increasing dramatically. So the mission has always been there. It's the power to do something about it that has evolved through time. Personally, I think it's a very exciting thing to do because Crash is in a fantastic position to reveal the incredible variety and richness of new musical life in Ireland. I think this country is one of the most interesting, the most active, the most varied in music, music making at the moment in the whole world. And I'm very glad that there's this wonderful opportunity to let other people see how exciting things really are here. Particularly being able to take our repertoires abroad now. You know, Crash has now toured in America and Europe and Australia and hopefully a lot of other places soon. And to be able to bring those repertoires to other countries is a fantastic gift, I think. Certainly we made an enormous impact at the Bang Bang Can Festival in New York this year with Donica's piece, Grog's Boss, with Ilo Lind. That blew a lot of minds. And it's nice to see Irish music doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. And so actually this brings me on to the next question, which is about Free State. Well, about the initiatives that Crash has in relation to that. The fact that you really have been engaged in you've highlighted not only the sheer amount of new music being composed in Ireland at the moment, but also the high quality and ingenuity that's emerging within it. So now must be a good time to take Irish music to a wider audience.
Yeah, I mean, we've had an amazingly international year this year, and we've been given an awful lot of really great opportunities to bring not only Irish new music, but a good professional ensemble abroad and show that Ireland isn't just shamrocks and shillelaghs. We actually do amazing new music. I mean, the experiences, as John said, the Bang Bang Can Festival, I mean, we got straight offers of concerts from that because it did blow people's minds. It was such a rich and textural and unexpected thing to come from a relatively, not completely unknown, but relatively unknown ensemble from Ireland. So that was brilliant. And just before then, we'd been to Canberra and Sydney in Australia, and the reception we got there was amazing because it was just going there and feeling like ambassadors for new music and going abroad, but being so proud because we knew what we were presenting was amazing music. Not only the international works we were performing, but we were bringing some Irish works as well, and we were commissioning Australian composers as well because we got that opportunity to do it as well. So it was a really nice mix, and just showing that Ireland is this vibrant culture of new music, and it's really, really great stuff going out from there, you know. Mm. So in the future, we are planning further US tours, and further we want to go a lot more into Europe and bring kind of personal brand of madness out there. But it's just really exciting, you know, certainly for the performers when we're there and we get such a great reaction and we get to talk to the audiences afterwards internationally. It's just great that they can see really lively new Irish music, and we just want to keep doing that more and more, bringing the new works from Ireland and complementing them with international works from composers people wouldn't know.
There's a dedicated crowd for new music in Ireland, and I'm sure both yourself and Francis would have seen different trends going higher and lower over the years. Where do you think we're at now?
It is. Your audience is always kind of the hardest thing to predict, certainly when you're hoping for ticket sales and not knowing who's going to come. But there's definitely a decent core group now of new music. There's more and more young people getting involved in new music with the advent of easier to access technology and the computer age and the internet and all of this. There's a massive increase in just awareness and interest in that kind of music. Certainly there's an increase in third level courses to do with music and music technology and composition. And even in secondary schools here in Belvedere College where I'm based, I've been talking to the music teachers here who are doing modules on new music, and they're hoping to bring some of their students to our concerts as well, just to have them experience new music and see what's happening. It's like, I even talked to my own music teacher from school the other day, and she was saying she played new music to students of hers, and they were all like, it's so horrible. But it's more a question of education and knowing, and like with anything, it's like you play a really awful random pop song, I won't single anyone out, but like I say, a random awful pop song, if it's played every hour for 2 weeks, everyone loves it at the end. And I'm not saying that crap becomes good by overplaying, but knowledge helps people understand sound and music. Certainly myself, my musical education, I've grown to love vast, broad amounts of music, and I think that's happening a lot now, and it's a lot of really great people coming to concerts and loving the experimental nature and the far-eye nature, and you can see the repercussions in every genre, actually. Mm-hmm. The experimental, even experimental trad, live processing of trad instruments, and electronica being a growing, really big growing taste in Irish music and everything. So. Yeah.
One of the reasons that new music has been so successful in Ireland over the last few years is that I felt this when I first came here, whatever it was, 15 years ago or something, that the Irish audience didn't have the same kind of inverse snobbery that a lot of other European audiences had. And it was really my experience that Irish concertgoers were willing to give anything a go. Without a prejudice about whether they're going to like it or not. I mean, it's a very, very open musical culture as far as that goes. Whereas, you know, in the UK or in France or in Germany, instant dislike without even hearing music. It's like, well, I've not played it, so it can't be worth having.
Yeah.
And I think one of the consequences of that has been this, what Francis was talking about there, a kind of intermingling of styles within Ireland that makes anything within those various bounds not frightening. And I also think the Crash has been very, very good about presenting itself in a non-elitist way, basically saying, look, this is going to be fun, there's going to be a lot of mad things going on, come and hear what's going on. Whereas you can see in a lot of other countries, new music groups are still trying to sell themselves as if they were a classical string quartet. And of course, failing miserably, because people who want to hear Mozart are not going to come hear what they're playing.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that the Irish new music scene is a consequence of a culture which is musically very literate, very alive, and very open-minded. Having said that, I think it's also interesting that the colour of the scene in Ireland is very distinct. I don't know of people writing quite the same kind of music anywhere else. And we've often remarked that we're sort of geographically kind of between Europe and America, and it seems like the new music we're producing is quite like that too.
Yeah. But it's interesting, even in with regards to what we got in the submissions for the Free State concert, there was people from people writing music from a jazz background and being very open about it, going, I don't know if your ensemble's going to like what I'm doing. I come from a very strong jazz background, but this is something that I've just done. So that's from someone from there, people from pure new music, a student who's 17-year-old and his piano teacher is writing music, and he said, I think I'll write a trio. And I thought that was amazing and brilliant that someone so young would have the confidence in themselves to present their piece to us and put it on. It was brilliant. I really wanted to put the piece on, and I couldn't, because I couldn't put everyone's piece on, but just for the brilliance. And it does start so young. I know people, a lot of people, the secondary students going straight into composition courses and stuff, and just pushing those boundaries, and it's brilliant. It's that, I suppose it is the inherent rich musical culture of Ireland that is open to pushing boundaries.
Yeah, another thing actually that Andrew Hamilton, who's also featured in this programme, was saying to me this morning, was that he finds that Irish composers don't have that long shadow of, you know, deep historical classical music to cower in the shadow of, you know.
They
have this kind of, you speak of an open mind, but their compositional style is showing that as well.
Yeah,
we mustn't underestimate how stifling that can actually be. You know, to what extent in other parts of Europe, it's really taken, still has a great deal of control over the way people think. I remember Louis Andriessen telling me a funny story one time when he was being interviewed by a journalist from a Viennese newspaper. And of course, you know, the Austrians still regard themselves as the holders of the great Austro-German musical tradition and all the rest of it. And so this journalist's first question to Louis Andriessen, you know, then probably one of the best known composers in the world, was, so what's it like composing in the periphery of European culture? So I'm like, okay. but we're blessedly free of all of that here. It's, you know, there's so little snobbery, there isn't that weight of feeling that you owe anybody anything in particular.
If you can see past Free State and Worldview, what else has Crash got coming up in the future?
Well, next year, there's... we'll be starting actually in the spring, we'll be doing another Free State concert in conjunction with Kevin Volans. Actually, it's his birthday next year, so we're going to work with him as a curator of the concert, so that should be good as well. More and more really great Irish music. We're going to do a big double portrait of Lou Andriessen and David Lang, and then we have a big concert, interestingly called Murder Suicide, in the autumn, which is a focus. We're going to, because the Van Gogh opera we did, Michael Gordon's Van Gogh opera, we did it again in Canberra, we'd done it a few years previous, it was so successful that we're going to do that. So the Van Gogh is the suicide, and then there's the murder aspect, comes from Canadian composer Vivier was murdered in the 80s. so it would be a focus on his music and then the Van Gogh opera, and it would be a semi-stage production. And yeah, there's also during the year we're going to be working on Duncan's new opera, which he's written with Simon Doyle and called Gas. So we'll be able to work on that. We're actually doing a bit of a workshop at the end of November on that. But it's all very exciting stuff. And so nothing majorly international next year, but we can't go abroad every year.
Yeah.
We can't keep bringing back home and doing pretty much all of our concerts next year when we're home. But it's not a problem. It's kind of nice to bring all these really cool, exciting programmes to the Irish audience.
This podcast was brought to you by Contemporary Music Centre Ireland. For more information, audio and video, go to www.cmc.ie.